Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. It's me. Hello everybody. Oh my god, I was just looking at the date and it is May 31st. That means that it's almost June. It's like, how is the year already almost halfway there? Like, time is flying. Literally, it's flying. And I think they say that the older you get, the faster the time goes by. And I swear I fully believe that. You blink an eye and it's like, boom, time has gone by. Anyways, this is also why we should all be enjoying our lives and living our best lives, because you never know when it's going to end. Oh my god, this is just a little bit dark, but actually yesterday I was listening to a podcast and it was really interesting because this woman, she lost her son because he overdosed on fentanyl. Obviously he was not supposed to be taking that, but then he bought some stuff over the internet and it was just like basically fentanyl, so he died. And then she was talking about how you literally never know when a tragedy, okay, here you go, this is another word I cannot pronounce, anyways, when something really bad is going to happen. And as the time is going by and time is flying, I just keep thinking, wow, you know, like if you don't enjoy your life, it might just boom, pass by and you won't realize it. I was actually writing in my journal today that life is about the small moments. And I think it is, because when you maybe have like a huge moment in your life, sometimes you're so overwhelmed that you don't even realize that it's passing by. It kind of just like disappears. So anyways, here is a small message for us to appreciate our lives and to make sure that we are enjoying every single day. And if we're not enjoying every single day, that we're finding things throughout our days to be grateful for, even if it's the second cup of coffee that you're having and it's only 8 a.m. like me right now. What can I say? Coffee addict. Anyways, okay, today I actually want to talk with you guys about what's been happening behind the scenes for the past 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks now, since it's been 3 weeks or plus since I did the last podcast about seeking outside validation. And I feel that I've spoken about this a lot on the podcast before, how you shouldn't be afraid of negative emotions because they are your clues to your manifestations. And nothing could be further from the truth with everything happened in these past 2 weeks. So I'm just super excited to share, because I think, again, is the confirmation of what I've been saying and what I believe, because I truly believe that when we feel negative emotions, this is a clue for us to see where we have to work on, what we have to heal, because that will always lead to something positive in the end, even though it's terrifying to acknowledge and do the work, sometimes overwhelming, but it is so rewarding. Anyways, let's dive in. Okay, so remember 4 weeks ago, whenever that was, I did that podcast about seeking outside validation. So I had my friend Elma on the podcast, and I was telling her about this experience that I had, the feeling, this really negative feeling of feeling that I was not being seen. And what triggered it was something that was actually quite shameful for me and difficult to admit. But I was on social media and I kept seeing my friends grow their accounts and gaining more followers, and me feeling I was a little bit stagnant, and I was just feeling a little bit discouraged and disappointed, and also other feelings like comparison, maybe a little bit of envy. Why do they have that and I don't? So you can imagine that acknowledging these feelings are extremely hard, because when you feel that way, you do not want to feel that way. And first of all, when you feel that way, it also feels like you don't have control over it, because these feelings come inside your body and you're like, I don't want to feel this way, but why do I feel this way? So before I started making peace with negative emotions, I would do anything to avoid those emotions. So anytime I would feel comparison, envy, or I don't know, just like these really negative feelings that you can feel when you're on social media and you're comparing yourself to other people, I would try to just completely avoid it and pretend that it wasn't there. I would just be like, no, I will not acknowledge that I'm feeling this way. This is bad. And these feelings come with a lot of guilt and shame. So I'm sure that you can relate, and I'm sure that you understand what I'm talking about. When you feel these kind of emotions, you know what I'm saying. Like, right? It's not a good feeling, and we often don't want to admit it to ourselves. So when I was feeling that, I was feeling that. I was feeling all of it, and I was also feeling shame, didn't want to feel that. But anyways, I knew that I needed to work on this feeling, because it was just happening way too often, and it was just becoming a little bit weird. I was like, why am I constantly feeling this way? I thought I was over the follower count and things. And I'm just doing a mini little recap for those of you who maybe didn't listen to that episode. But anyways, eventually I was meditating on it, and I was thinking about it. Okay, what is happening here? Let's get to the root of this. And usually it takes maybe a couple meditations, maybe one, two, or three, and then usually one really hits home. When I'm ready to unravel or discover the root of it, it comes, but it just takes time and patience. So I was really working on this emotion and journaling a lot about it and really trying to find the root of why this was triggering me so much. Eventually, when I did my meditation, I realized that I was seeking to be seen. And the reason I was seeking to be seen, it was because there was a really long period of my life where I felt unseen, and I hadn't acknowledged that pain that I had felt and that trauma that I experienced when I moved to Canada. Because I guess when you're young, you just put, like, you experience trauma, but then you're so good at, like, you're so good at figuring out how to cope with it that you just put it in the back burner and you never realize it, or you never go there. You're just like, oh yeah, that happened to me, whatever. But there was this part of me that was so longing to be seen, and it was the part of me that needed to heal that younger version of myself that felt so unseen, so invisible in her classroom with her friends, and just needed to be seen. So I was projecting that need that I had in my teenage years into my life today, because that part of me needed healing and I just wasn't aware of it. So it's so interesting, because it's like, how is it that social media, not feeling seen on social media, well, actually I didn't even know it was the lack of feeling seen, but how was it that that was something completely related to the past and actually had nothing to do with social media? It just blows me fucking away. But anyways, when I realized that, oh shit, there's a big wound here, and I'm recreating this experience in my life today of feeling invisible because there's this part of me that needs healing, and this is my opportunity to heal and become basically a better version of myself. So when I realized that, I was like, wow, crying, as you know, bawling my eyes out. And then it was time to tell myself a new story. So I told myself, no, girl, don't worry. I see you. I saw you then. I see you now. I saw you back in those days where you felt invisible. Just what, like, the pureness of your heart. You just wanted, like, I remember just wanting, like, to be myself, to be a friend, to have support around me. And I felt like I didn't have any of that, and it was extremely difficult. But then, of course, here I go again. You know, I have to tell myself another story. So I kept repeating to myself, I see you. I see the work that you put in what you do. I see the love that you have for everything that you make. And I just kept repeating to myself that I saw myself, like, I see you. And the liberation that I felt when I finally could give what I was seeking in the outside world to myself was so incredibly powerful that I think because I was able to give that energy that I was seeking to myself is what led to everything that happened. Not I think, I know for a fact, because what a fucking coincidence that I'm feeling blocked in social media, and then immediately after I do the work and I release this, if I can say, pain that I had for my teenage years, that boom, I receive what I would like to call the gift from the universe for the work that I do to, I guess, heal those wounds. And okay, so now maybe we can talk about what happened after that. So immediately after that meditation and that healing session I had, I felt so much lighter. It was literally like, I don't know, like some weights had just fallen off my shoulder. And I remember I wasn't really getting that triggered anymore, because I guess I could now understand the root of it. So I was like, okay, perfect. I get the root of this. This doesn't faze me anymore. And it was just so great. And I was having so much fun. And as you know, I'm a TikToker now. So I was just posting on TikTok, posting. And I felt like on TikTok, well, I feel that on TikTok, I can fully be myself, because it's not my brand's profile, it's me. And not only am I posting videos wearing clothes, but I'm also posting funny videos, trending audios with, like, related to my life, and I'm just having the time of my life. So anyways, and I also felt like there I could fully express myself, as opposed to on Instagram, I'm a little bit limited because my account is basically a brand, it's not me. So I can be posting all the stuff that I maybe would want to be posting all the time, but that's the good thing about TikTok. Anyways, so it's 1:30 a.m. and I had promised to myself that I would post 2 TikToks a day. And it's 1:30 a.m. and I haven't posted a fucking TikTok. So I'm like, okay, damn, it's time to post a TikTok. I was literally in bed about to go to sleep and I couldn't because I made this commitment to myself. So I was like, okay, time to post a TikTok. So I had already made this video and I knew that maybe for TikTok it would be cooler if it was a little bit shorter. So I made the video a little bit shorter, and the thing is that this dance has been going viral and I've been wanting to do the dance because I actually think it's so fun, but I've tried it and I can't. So I put the audio of the dance and I said, since I can't do the Lizzo dance, but I can make clothes, here's this top that I made that you can wear 6 ways because it's reversible. And I post this video and I go to bed and I wake up and there's like 15K. And I'm like, oh my God, my video is going viral because it's the first time that there was a K. There was a K on my video on TikTok. And at this time when I posted it, I had 86 followers. So it was super exciting. And then it just kept going, just kept growing, 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 growing. Not only the video kept growing, the orders kept coming through. Orders, orders, orders after orders. And it was just like, oh my God, this is insane. So the experience happened at such perfect timing, because imagine I would have gotten this, let's say, blow up before my meditation and my healing. Maybe I would have defined myself as this person with the viral TikTok, or maybe I would have made it too much about, maybe I would have made it more of a big deal than what it is, let's say, and maybe I would have associated too much with my worth. And the cool part was it that I was experiencing this thing going viral, and the whole time all I could think was that this is your reward for you doing the work and for you being committed to your healing journey, to yourself, and to bettering your life. Like, it wasn't like I knew that, like, that didn't happen magically because, oh, it just like happened like that. That was 100% a gift from the universe to reward me for the work that I had just done. And for me to realize that every time there is something negative happening to my life or negative happening to me, there's no need to be afraid of those emotions because you never know what's on the other side. Before I had realized that, I was completely seeking this outside validation from a very desperate place in a negative place. So I was blocking myself from being seen because I was wanting that from social media, but I was wanting it from a place that was negative, that was from maybe comparison, not feeling good enough, and feeling envy maybe of other people, which isn't the right way to go about it, obviously, you know. And I have compassion for myself because, like I said, I feel these things and I know that you feel them too, but you don't want to feel them, but they're there. And you're like, why am I feeling this way? You're like, fuck, like, can I just not feel these extremely difficult emotions? And dealing with them is even more challenging because that's you really saying to yourself, okay, I am a person who is feeling these negative feelings. And sometimes this can make you feel like you're a bad person for feeling this way. So you're basically acknowledging that you are not as good as you are. But the thing is that, like I said, it's always related to something deeper. It's never about the actual thing. So Anyways, there's no shame of feeling any emotion, any negative emotion, because they are our greatest teachers. So I started thinking about it. Okay, this is a fucking pattern in my life. Literally, this is a pattern. And I was thinking about every time that I've manifested something in my life, how it's always been in the same formula. So I want to share with you guys this formula that I've come to realize how things happen to me. Okay. So step one is a negative emotion. As you know, we've been speaking a lot about that. So anytime you feel a trigger, that is literally a clue. That is a clue for your healing. My first healing was my body image issues. And my greatest opportunity for healing was realizing that I couldn't live life the way that I was living before. And the worst part about when I was struggling with my body image was the fact that I would compare myself with all of my friends. I would see how they looked like, then I would be like, oh, I wish I had their bodies, or I wish I had this, or I wish I had that. And I remember the last time, like before I healed, I was getting super triggered. And I was like, okay, no, this has to come to an end. And because I just knew that if I'm going to live my life and constantly be comparing myself to my friends and their bodies and wanting their bodies as opposed to mine, like, this is going to be a fucked up life and I don't want to live that. So I embarked on my healing journey. And obviously it wasn't from one day to the other. It was many, many years of wanting to heal and a lot of struggle. But I remembered that negative emotion that was always coming up with my body was what led me to try to find the root of what my problem was. And I realized with my body image, what was my problem was that when I grew up, everybody focused on my body. So I was never good enough for the people around me. And that made me believe that also I was not good enough. But I hadn't decided that for myself. People literally were like, you don't have boobs, you don't have an ass, you don't have this, you don't have that. So then I was like, oh, they must be right. So I must believe them because they see me in this way. So this must be the truth. Anyways, whatever. I realized later on, no. You are enough. You are not your body. You're more than your body. You don't have to fucking focus on your body for your whole life. And you are so beyond that. And you're beautiful. And you are incredible for other ways than what you look like. And I reframed these past memories that I had into a new way of thinking. And instead of seeking for the world to tell me that I was beautiful, I found that beauty within. And I defined myself not for what I looked like, but for who I was in other ways, like a good friend, a good daughter, a good sister, just a loyal person with a positive attitude. Like, so much about me that has nothing to do with my body is what actually people love about me, and it's what I love about myself too. So I realized that. And then, okay, so that was another example of this outside seeking for worthiness, permission, validation that I had to find it within for me to heal this wound that I had. And then I thought about, okay, and also in relationships, I was seeking for somebody to love me. And I had 3 failed relationships before I met Tilmar. And my first healthy relationship was when I realized I have to stop seeking for people to love me on the outside. And I have to first, like, love myself to be able to attract somebody that is going to match that energy. And maybe I wasn't loving myself completely when I met Tilmar, but I was definitely on that journey. And it wasn't until I embarked on the self-love journey that I was able to meet somebody like Hilmar. And then I realized, okay, again, another example of me seeking love, seeking to be appreciated by somebody on the outside world didn't come to me until I found that within. Oh my God. And then it just was so many other examples like this that happened in my life that I've come to realize that everything we are seeking in the outside world, truly, 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 we have to first find it within. And think about how solid this foundation is. When you build your foundation on the way that you feel about yourself, the way that you can see yourself, the way that you can love yourself, you're building such a strong foundation, because nobody can then sweep, like take the rug from under you, because you have built that for yourself and you know how to do it and you know what you did. And it's just like, it's such a strong foundation to live our lives. Because really, if we are building our foundation with other people's opinions, outside validation, and let's say, for example, if I hadn't found this validation for myself, me seeing myself, then I would be like, oh my God, now I have more followers, so maybe they, because I have that, then I'm good. You know what I mean? And it's just like, no, I have more followers because I actually feel that I am good if within, and that I don't need that. So here it is, like, these are just like, I don't know, people that I get to share my passion with, you know, but they don't define me, and the number of it doesn't define me either. I think if you're listening, you can probably think about a place in your life where you are putting too much emphasis on what the outside world thinks, or what people around you value you for. Something that we all do. And I think it's actually extremely common, but I think it's so important to take time to reflect and see, where am I seeking exterior validation, and where could I find it within and build a better foundation? I mean, think about it. We literally, I feel like we are born to be validated by others, in a sense that, as they say, being part of the tribe is very important, and people are constantly trying to be like others to belong. Or maybe they're not trying to be like others, but maybe they're doing things so they feel like they belong. And it is completely normal to be wanting to be seen by others, and especially those people around us. Anyways, sometimes this can be in relationship. This can also be dynamics with their family. This can be through our work, like I was speaking about it. You know, this can be in so many ways that we show up in the world. So I just wanted to maybe give you a moment to reflect on where you're seeking outside validation, and where you could potentially change that narrative and find that within, because it just is so incredible to be able to give that to ourselves and feel Like, we can be the source of what we're seeking. Anyways, I really hope that you have enjoyed this episode. I love you so much. If you're listening, if you have been all the way here, I'm grateful for you and I appreciate you in my life. And I hope that you have a beautiful week. And don't forget to appreciate the small moments. Okay, bye.